This is Michigan Radio.
We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. We're going to take a few minutes to talk with someone who's trying to make things better in the state. Daniel Carlisle is a former rapper. You might know him as Hush. He's the co-founder of Detroit Dog Rescue. Give me an overview of what Detroit Dog Rescue does.
Detroit Dog Rescue, basically, we find strays on the streets of Detroit. We pick them up if we can. We get them vetted. If they're diseased, we make sure that they have the proper, you know, medication to be cured of that. We house them. We board them. We foster them. Whatever we can do. And then from that point on begins an adoption process for someone that would like to rescue a dog. But we have, so far, we're at about 200, I believe, dogs that we've taken off the street in a year.
Tell me how these dogs have gotten into this situation.
Well, you know, with the plight of what's going on in Detroit, this is something that has been happening over decades. And I believe, in my honest opinion, that probably over 80% of these animals were domesticated at one time. And, you know, they just become victims of what's going on. You know, a lot of these dogs are left on the streets. They're just kicked out of their homes, or they're left, just left. You know, the people have just picked up and moved and left the dog there. I mean, I found plenty of dogs that have stayed at the house. We'll find them right on the porch, and they never leave. So it's gotten to the point now where the city of Detroit's public affairs basically had told us that there was probably 50,000 strays in the streets.
Why do you do this? It seems like this would be an emotional roller coaster.
It is an emotional roller coaster. I have to really admit that. I'm a rapper. It's like it wasn't really something that I planned on doing. I got into this just by accident by becoming a location manager for a TV show that was going to, be about the stray dogs in Detroit. It was going to be a documentary series, and it was just basically going to follow 10 to 20 dogs and how they survive. And I drove around the city for about 6 months and found packs of dogs. And it's weird how you become an activist into something like this, because you end up following these animals and just became something that you just want to do every day. And it is an emotional roller coaster, because you have those days where that dog is all happy, and then you have those days where he's snapping at you, you know?
Is it something about the animals? Is it something about helping the animals?
Absolutely. You do have to have a passion for the animals. I grew up with dogs my whole life. There is an attraction with these dogs, but you grow to like just the personality of every dog. You know, that's the whole key to rescuing, is every day you're going to find a whole different personality. It's weird, because one day we'll be grabbing, you know, a mean pit bull out of Detroit. Once you get him in a car, he turns into a whole different dog, you know, or once you start feeding him, he turns into a different animal. Then you might end up in Southwest Detroit and watching a Chihuahua lead a pack of pit bulls, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. Am I really watching this? To do this, you really do have to have an understanding. You have to love it. You have to almost become that dog and put yourself into that mindset of that dog that's been out there, and to know what he's thinking. You know, I just hope that, you know, the city of Detroit is going to welcome other communities to come in and actually help out, because it's going to take more than just us.
Daniel Carlisle is the co-founder of Detroit Dog Rescue.